With coronavirus numbers declining in Massachusetts, many frontline healthcare workers are taking a breath and now processing their pandemic experiences. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports that they're getting some advice from military leaders who compare what healthcare workers are going through to that of soldiers coming off tours of duty.
Dr. Molly Hayes says she doesn't feel exhausted.
Honestly, I don't feel physically tired, but it just feels like sort of a letdown.
Hayes is the director of the Medical Intensive Care Unit at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and for 3 months she was in the thick of the outbreak. Now she says she's not depressed. It just feels strange.
It feels weird. It feels like for 3 months we were all systems go almost 24 hours a day. And then it just felt like one day you woke up and there were no texts and you didn't hear from anyone.
There's still plenty to do right now, she says, getting the unit back to normal and figuring out lessons learned. And staffers who worked long stints at the peak of the crisis are taking time to rest.
So they're sort of home with their families now and sort of recharging and refreshing, and then they'll be ready for the fall surge.
At least that's the goal, to recover enough to face down the virus again if need be. One seasoned battlefield commander sees a parallel between the COVID frontline in hospitals and a military deployment.
Because this is not dissimilar when you see thousands of people die in very rough ways in a very chaotic environment, and then suddenly it's over.
Army Brigadier General Jack Hammond led troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now retired, he leads Home Base. That's a Mass General Hospital program that treats veterans with brain injuries and PTSD. And he oversaw the 1,000-bed Project Hope Field Hospital in Boston. Hammond says the adrenaline is gone now for frontline staffers.
And so when they have time to reflect upon some of the things that they witnessed and experienced, that's when it's going to affect them probably the most, because in the heat of the moment, they may have a quick cry in a bathroom, and then they're back on the floor helping somebody else.
He says they can be left with invisible wounds, much like veterans.
We've now got wounded healthcare warriors that are coming out that are going to need the same type of care. It won't all be post-traumatic stress disorder, that level, but there'll be certainly post-trauma stress.
He says it's critical for healthcare institutions to provide support and for staffers to be willing to seek help. All the local hospitals have employee support programs, he says. The challenge is getting people to take part. He expects some frontline workers to grapple with anxiety and depression. They may also have trouble sleeping and concentrating, a lack of pleasure, or a feeling of hopelessness. That's according to psychologist Pamela Peck, the director of the Clinician Health Service at Beth Israel Deaconess.
Other folks may be suffering from a sense of isolation or numbness, a sense of detachment. That's what we often see in folks that are suffering from acute stress.
There's a whole spectrum of other possible symptoms, including substance use issues, personal conflict, and irritability.
And those will be more prevalent in the next 3 months, as I would imagine. This is what we're going to be watching for.
Peck and others say self-care can help. Sleep and exercise and good nutrition and time with loved ones. So can communal support to acknowledge the losses caused by the pandemic. She says there's no hard and fast rule about how long it will take healthcare workers and regular folks to feel more normal and less exhausted. That depends on multiple factors like your personal history and the intensity of what you went through, and your baseline level of stress. It's estimated that normally about half of doctors suffer from symptoms of burnout, including fatigue. And it's not only doctors.
One quarter of ICU nurses, as an example, had symptoms consistent with the clinical diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Dr. Dershan Mehta, the medical director of the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine, says the pandemic has surely taken a major toll far beyond that. He uses a personal rule of thumb for how long it takes to recover.
If you've been working for a period of time, like 4 weeks, it will take that many months to recover. There's no evidence to back that up, but I think we need to be extremely patient.
Boston hospitals are planning for a possible new surge in the fall. Dr. Molly Hayes from Beth Israel Deaconess says extensive planning is underway now, but it's different from before the first wave.
I at least had some little glimmer, like maybe we're not going to get to this. Maybe we won't have to surge. We have to plan, but maybe it won't happen. I'm not thinking that for the fall. I'm just kind of thinking we are going to be there. This is going to happen.
And whether or not she and her ICU colleagues are fully rested, they will be ready. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.